Hey, 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 my podcast family. Thank you all for listening and sending it to your friends, your family, coworkers, all the people that you have shared my amazing podcast with. I know it's been a while since we've had new content. I have been overwhelmed, needless to say. But we are going to get back into having a podcast at least once a week, if not more, as the topics arise and we start to talk about things. Again, this podcast is for everyone. We cover things from money, love, life, and even sex. So what I want to say is let's jump right in and let's talk about what we're going to talk about on this particular podcast. So, have you heard or talked about manifestation? What is manifestation? Do you believe in it? Everybody, manifestation is considered bringing something into your life with belief and attraction. So the thought process is if you speak it into existence, it will happen. Now let's be perfectly clear though. Manifestations can also be negative. We can think and we can speak negativity into our life and that becomes our reality. In my opinion, that is a true statement. Not saying that it's factual, but it is true. You can have so many negative thoughts that you begin to feel the negativity surrounding you. You can think other people are negative. You can start to see your mood change in a negative way. You can wake up every day with this negative thought process that it actually hurts you. If you believe in manifestation, like I said, it could go both ways. It could be a negative and it could be a positive. There is a thing called laws of attraction. And with the laws, they say you can manifest the things you want in as little time as 24 hours. Yes, 24 hours, you can manifest something into your life. You have to believe in it. When I say believe, I mean truly believe in the things you are manifesting. You have to make your feelings and how you think become part of your reality. One thing you can do is write it down. Yes, write down what you are trying to manifest into your life. Then put it somewhere where you'll see it every day. Whether that's on the mirror in the bathroom where you wash your face and brush your teeth. Whether it's on the back of your door where you have to walk out of every day. It could be putting it on the steering wheel of your vehicle because you have to get into it every single day and drive. This will help you believe and continue on the positive sides of your manifestation. When you manifest, there has to be work as well. Sometimes we hold ourselves back because we don't put in the work after saying it out loud and writing it down. When you decide you want to manifest something, that's just the beginning. That's just the start of the manifestation. Pick the manifestation you want in your heart, your mind, your body, and your soul, and think about how you will benefit from it. Then guess what you have to do? Move things out of your way. Get them out the way. Push them to the side. Clear the space in your mind. Clear the space in your heart. Clear the space in front of you for your manifestations to grow. Meaning no negative thoughts, no negative people, and creating the right time for your manifestation to bloom. Earlier on, I stated you can manifest negative things as well. So let's say you write down your manifestation, but in the time of writing it down, you tell someone and they tell you it's impossible. You can't do that. Why would you want to do that? And then you start to believe them. Guess what? You will then stop trying to work towards the thing that you had started to manifest. Why? Because you allowed the negativity into your space and into your mindset. So that's what I say when I say clear the space. You have to keep negative things and people away if you truly want your manifestation to become a reality. The other thing is, don't give up. Sometimes we manifest things and we want them to happen overnight. I know that I said manifestations can happen in as little time as 24 hours, but also that comes with what you are actually manifesting. So you cannot give up, because guess what? It could be right around the corner and you threw in the towel a little bit too early. And then you wake up one day and you look at somebody else and they're living what you've been trying to manifest, but you threw in the towel and that person did not give up. Signs that your manifestation could be coming to life is getting excited about your manifestation. Hearing others speak about the things you have manifest is also a good sign. Again, depending on what you manifest, these things could come to life sooner than you think. Manifestation is real, whether it's positive or negative. I would hope you all, my listeners, manifest positive things into your life always. Don't always think about things as a negative. Try to see the brighter side of what's going on in your life. I'll share a little bit with you that with me, I have begun this journey of not allowing things to get me in a negative headspace, not taking things so personal all the time when someone addresses certain things with me. I started that, I manifested, I wanted to wake up every day on a positive note. Every day I wake up, I put a smile on my face and I think about all the good that can come into my life. Again, listeners, I want you all to learn to manifest, teach to manifest, and definitely be great. Thank you all for listening, and don't forget to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a family member, to tell someone that this could help. I'm Key, and this is Key Speaks Loud. Have a good one.